开始告诉我们能够在生活当中感恩敬畏神。
We mentioned how King Solomon teaches to have a heart of gratitude in our daily life.
这样子我们就能够来享受神赐给我们的恩典。
Only then we can enjoy the blessings given by God.
那我们也可以看到圣经里面其实有很多敬畏神的财主。
And we can see that there are many wealthy people who fear God in the Bible.
他们的表现也都可以作为我们的模范。
And their deeds can be a good example for all of us.
虽然我们的印象当中，主耶稣好像常常在责备这些财主。
So even though Jesus always rebuke the rich men.
那是因为这些人受到财富的引诱诱惑。
This is because they are tempted by wealth.
他们不能够去善用神给他们的恩赐。
And they do not know how to use this gift given by God properly.
像路加福音有提到一个穿紫色袍的财主。
Just like a rich man mentioned in the Gospel of Luke.
他看到他的同胞拉撒路。
He saw Lazarus.
就是那个在路加福音十六章十九节以后。
That's recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 16, verse 19 onwards.
这个故事我们都听过。
We all know about this story.
那这个财主呢，说穿的紫色袍。
He was dressed in purple fine linen cloth.
细麻布衣服。
And it was of fine linen.
紫色在主耶稣那个时代是一种尊贵的颜色。
And purple represents the color of the nobles.
细麻布是一种高级的布料。
And fine linen is a very high class material for cloth.
而且他天天奢华宴乐。
And he lived in luxury every day.
我们如果一个礼拜有一天能够去吃一顿大餐的，我们就觉得很满足了。
So if each day we can have a gourmet, then we'll be very happy.
一个礼拜有一天。
If we can have that per week, then we'll be happy.
我们就很满足，而且有时会想说，要算一算啊，这个一个礼拜一次，那一个月有大概有四次，那要花多少钱啊？
And we will also see how much money we have to spend for each gourmet meal that we have.
可是他这么计较，那天天这样子哦。
But here records that this is every day for the rich man.
所以可见他相当有钱。
That means that he was very wealthy.
可是他有个同胞叫拉撒路。
But there's another person called Lazarus.
他很可怜啊，当乞丐。
He was a beggar.
又生病。
And covered with sores.
人家就把他放在这个财主的门口。
So he always stayed at the gate of the rich man.
那主耶稣说他二十一节说他要得那个财主桌子上掉下来的东西。
And longing to eat.What fell from the rich man's table?
然后狗来跟来舔他身上那个伤口。
And even the dog came and licked his sores.
意思说啦，他被当作狗呢。
That means his companion was the dog.
只有狗才会吃人家桌子上掉下来的啊。
Because only the dog will eat what's left behind from the table.
虽然温哥华这里，我看那个狗都是好狗命哦。
Even though the dog in Vancouver lives a luxurious life.
我们去那个 park 啊，他们走，有时候看到，有的人专门遛狗的带一大堆狗在那边运动。
When I went to the park, I always see people taking the dogs for a stroll.
那基本上狗还是我们丢东西给它它来吃啊。
But dogs always eat what people throw at him.
所以说这个拉撒路得财主多桌上掉下来的东西吃。
So Lazarus eat what fell from the rich man's table.
所以这个财主没有把握主耶稣，没有把握神给他一个机会啊。
This rich man did not grab hold of the opportunity given by God.
神给他那么好的一个机会。
This is chance given by God.
他能够得到很多。
So that he can receive blessings.
可是呢，却没有怜悯人的心。
But he did not have a merciful heart.
只顾着自己享乐。
He only cared about himself.
他的同胞一个拉撒路那么可怜，他把他当作狗啦。
Lazarus was such a pitiful person, but he treated him as a dog.
你不然把说，他是我的同胞，来来来，给你让椅子坐啊。
He did not give him a chair to sit with him.
让他吃饭像个人吃饭啊。
And to eat with him.
哎，结果这个机会他都没有把握住。
So he did not grip hold of a chance.
哎，他神给他的恩典，他只顾得到自己。
He only cared about himself.
结果后来呢？主耶稣说，他都到地狱里面受苦了。
Then Jesus allowed him to suffer in hell.
那在圣经里面，我们也曾经看到一个少年的财主。
In the Bible, we also see a young rich man.
他很年轻就做官。
He was a young and he became an official.
而且呢，又是很有钱的人。
And he was also a wealthy person.
那他还想追求永生。
And he also wants to pursue eternal life.
在路加福音十八章啊。
As sent to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章18节。
Verse 18.
这边说一个官来问耶稣怎么样才可以得到永生。
A certain official asked God, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
那马太福音十九章提到说他是个少年人。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19 refers to him as a young man.
这个事情里面看到说，这个人很富足啊，家产很多啊。
We can see that he was wealthy and had a lot of possessions.
还想追求永生，真的这个人应该就不错啦。
But he also knows how to pursue eternal life, so we may think that he's a good man.
那主耶稣问他啦，那个诫命你知道你有没有遵守啊？
So Jesus asked him whether he kept the commandments.
主耶稣问的都是十诫里面的有记载的事情。
And that is the Ten Commandments.
那前面四诫对神的犹太人一定会做了。
So the first four commandments are towards God, and the Jewish people they always keep them.
所以主耶稣就说后面六诫对人的。
But the last six commandments are towards men.
这个人说我从小就遵守啊。
And this young man replied that he kept them when he was young.
所以难怪神给他这么好的机会。
And that is why Jesus had given him such a good chance.
你看，一个守道理的人，神当然爱他。
A person who keeps the truth, God will love him.
所以让他很年轻就有钱有势了。
And that is why he's so young, but he still has possession and status.
可是在这个对答当中，主耶稣看出他缺少一件事情。
But in their conversation, Jesus knew that he lacked one thing.
在路加福音十八章的22节到23节
Gospel of Luke chapter 18 verse 22 to 23.
这边主耶稣说你还缺少一件变卖一切所有的分给穷人。
Jesus say you still lack one thing, sell everything you have and give to the poor.
然后有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
你还要来跟从我。
Then you have to follow me.
耶稣看到他都是为自己啊。
Because Jesus can see that he does everything for himself.
虽然他信仰上很虔诚，可是还是为自己。
Even though he was a sincere believer, but he did this for the sake of himself.
他没有去运用神给他的这个恩典。
He did not make use of the grace given by God.
他缺少对人的关心。
Because he did not show concern to others.
甚至他的信仰目的还是为了说能够使自己更富足。
And his purpose for eternal life is also for himself.
所以这句话主要是针对他的缺点。
So Jesus pointed out his weakness.
变卖你一切所有的。
That is to sell everything you have.
要他不要这么看重物质啊。
That is, do not emphasize on material things.
那不是说哇，我们信耶稣什么都要卖掉哦。
So does not mean that when you believe in Jesus, you have to sell everything.
主耶稣是给他一个挑战，你能够这些东西放得下吗？
But rather, it was a challenge for him whether he was willing to give up this for Jesus.
而且能够付出爱心去关怀别人。
And whether he was willing to give up everything for others.
这样就是积财宝在天上。
And that is to store treasure in heaven.
这个道理是要我们爱人爱神嘛。
So the point here is to love God and love men.
然后来跟随耶稣。
Then to follow Jesus.
来信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
让我们的生命能够有改变。
So that our life can be changed.
跟随耶稣的人不是在受物质诱惑的人。
A person who truly follows Jesus will not be tempted by luxury.
而是能够善用神给你的恩典。
But rather to make good use of the grace given by God.
来报答主，来去使别人得到造就。
And to repay the grace of God and to edify others as well.
结果这个少年财主他放不下。
But this young ruler was not willing to do so.
所以就很忧愁了。
So he was in great sorrow.
在马太福音就记载他变了脸。
In Matthew, it records that his attitude changed.
啊，他脸色就变了。
He changed his attitude.
马可福音了，马可福音第十章哦。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章的二十二节。
Verse 22.
哦，他听见这个话就变了脸色。
His face fell.
啊，就忧忧愁愁的走了。
And he went away sad.
哎，因为他的产业很多。
Because he had great wealth.
我们这个人脸色变了
哦。When a person's face fell.
哎，不是电影那个变脸哦。
It's not the movie Face Off.
啊、哦，有人有看过我变脸哦。
You might have seen the movie.、
哦、那台语哦，我觉得变脸的话用台语来讲比较传神哦。
Face fell in Taiwanese is very meaningful.
避免，你们听过？避免就变脸，就表示那种态度180度的转变。
It means that you change your attitude 180 degrees.
我很虔诚来求耶稣，结果耶稣给我的答案竟然是哦，跟我想的不一样。
He thought that he came to Jesus with a sincere heart, but Jesus has not given him a satisfying answer.
我放下这一切，我怎么放得下呢？
Because Jesus asked him to give up everything, but he cannot do so.
就忧忧愁愁地走了。
That is why he went away sad.
所以主耶稣才说啊，财主进天国是困难的。
And that is why Jesus said it's hard for a rich man to enter heavenly kingdom.
因为当你如果放不下，你就困难了。
If you are not able to let go, then things will be difficult for you.
你们先搞清楚啊，这都是神给你的。
You are not clear that all this is given by God.
那你不能按照神啊给你的恩典去报答神，去疼别人，那你就很困难。
If you are not able to use this chance to love others and repay God, then it's not good.
可是我们从圣经里面有看到，很多财主他头脑很清楚啊。
But from the Bible, we can also see wealthy people with a clear mind.
善用啊，神给他的恩典。
They make good use of the grace of God.
有的人会把握机会，改变他的态度。
And they know how to grab hold of the chance and change their attitude.
我们刚看到亚伯拉罕是一个例子的。
Abraham was a good example.
我们再看一个财主。
We will read about another wealthy man.
路加福音十九章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第一节到第十节。
Verse 1 to 10.
这个税吏撒该的故事。
This is the story about the tax collector.
我们都听过他的故事嘛，哈。
We heard about his story.
他矮矮的。
He was very short.
然后他听说耶稣从那边经过，要看耶稣。
And when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he wanted to see him.
爬上桑树啊。
So he climbed up the tree.
竟然主耶稣认识他，叫他快下来，要到你们家里去住。
But Jesus knew him and asked him to come down.
那第二节看到他赶快下来，很高兴接待主耶稣。
Verse 2 says that he came down immediately and was...
第六节。
Verse 6 says that he came down immediately and was willing to receive Jesus.
那第七节看到大家都议论啊，那个罪人，那个耶稣怎么到他家里去？
But verse 7, people were criticizing because he was a sinner.
那第二节哈，第二节记载说他是税吏长，他又是个财主。
Verse 2 records that he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
我记得我讲过那个。当时罗马政府在收税。
I remember I've mentioned that when the Roman Empire they collect the tax.
他就说，这个城市谁能够帮我抽税
？They will ask somebody in the city to collect the tax.
然后呢，出来承包这个税务的收税工作的就叫税吏长。
So if you are the one in charge, then you are called the chief tax collector.
那撒该就是耶利哥城负责耶利哥城。所有收税的事情。
And Zacchaeus was in charge of the city of Jericho.
然后他底下就一些人帮他收税啊。
And he has many followers to do his job.
那我们知道他中间就可以贪污了。
Then we can see that he also received bribes.
他可能收的税比实际上交给罗马政府的还多啊。
He might have keep some of the possessions.
他要贪，他底下的人也贪哦。
And his followers might also keep some possession.
结果他的财产就很多了。
And that is why he has so much possession.
贪污得来的嘛。
because he gained this from the text.
而且呢，又帮罗马人哈，那压迫自己的同胞。
And he helped the Roman Empire to oppress his own people.
所以犹太人都把税吏当作罪人，就是。
So the Jewish people treated him as a sinner.
那我们从他的表现来看。
From his attitude.
从第八节哈。
From verse 8.
这边他就表示他的悔改。
He showed his repentance.
他受到主耶稣的感动。
He was deeply moved by Jesus.
他虽然表面上很有钱，可是呢，都是不义之财，别人都讨厌他。
Even though he was wealthy, he knew that his money was not justified.
你有钱没有朋友，这个人没有朋友很痛苦。
So even though he has many positions, he did not have any friends.
主耶稣竟然呢，主动要到他家里去。
But Jesus was willing to go to his house.
所以他马上表示，他要悔改，他要改变他的态度。
So he said that he wanted to change.
他说要把一半都给穷人。
He wanted to give half of the possession to the poor.
以前骗谁的钱就还他四倍。
And if he have cheated somebody, he will pay back four times the amount.
而且我们可以看出，其实他不是不懂的道理啊。
And we can also see that he was an understanding person.
摩西的律法里面有规定。
In the law of Moses.
利未记的第六章。
In the book of Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记的第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
这边就提到说，你如果行了诡诈，骗了人的财物。
Here it says that if you have cheated somebody,
那你就要还给人家。
Then you have to repay him.
按照你骗的这个多少就还人家。
To repay him the amount.
那加上利息。
Plus interest.
第五节是提到只要五分之一啦。
Verse 5, the interest was one fifth of the amount.
所以可以看出撒该他愿意这样做，他不是不懂的道理。
And we can see that Zacchaeus knew the laws well.
可是呢，以前就是受到这个钱财的迷惑了。
But because he was tempted by wealth,
就做不出来。
He was not able to obey the law.
今天因为耶稣的恩典他愿意改变。
But today, because of the grace of God, he was willing to change.
他骗人的要还给人家，还加上四倍的利息。
And he will pay back four times the amount.
你想一想，他要损失多少？
Then he will have to suffer a great loss.
我们用自己的财产想一想。
So if you have some possession,
我们不要说那骗人的骗人家的还给别人了
Maybe we have not cheated before.
我们只要想说一半，你因为信耶稣你现在要改变，结果一半的财产马上没有了。
But you just think that you will offer half of your possession.
那你愿意吗
？Are you willing to do so？
你看撒该我眉毛都不皱一下马上就说这样子做。
But Zacchaeus, he did not hesitate in giving up his wealth.
所以这个财主他把握机会，改变过来了。
So he grabbed hold of the chance to renew himself.
比那个少年财主，他得到恩典了。
And that's why he was able to receive the grace.
那个少年财主放不下，忧忧愁愁的离开了主。
The young rich man who wasn't willing to give up.
相信这个事情，又一直在他心里面在挣扎。
He will always have this struggle in his heart.
我要得到永生，我要得到世上的好处，两个在那边挣扎。
Whether he wants to gain eternal life or the possessions.
那撒该马上转变主耶稣救恩临到这一家。
But Zacchaeus did not hesitate, and that is why salvation has come to his house.
所以对这个撒该他能够后来能够改变结果能够变成一个能够使人家 得到造就的财主
And that is why Zacchaeus was able to edify others.
那圣经其实还有很多了
The Bible has other examples as well.
你说像波阿斯是不是
Just like Boaz.
路德记里面的波阿斯有没有听过
Boaz in the book of Ruth.
我们看一下好了
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
我很喜欢这个波阿斯
I like Boaz a lot.
不只是因为不只是因为他预表基督
Not just because he prefigures Christ.
我觉得路德记的主角是他，不是路德。
I think that the main character in the book of Ruth is him and not Ruth.
因为路德跟她婆婆回到犹太地之后。
Because after Ruth returned to the land of Judah.
如果没遇到波阿斯以后就没有以后的故事。
If they did not meet Boaz, then the story cannot continue.
那我们在神学里面说波阿斯预表基督。
So in theological, we learn that Boaz prefigures Christ.
因为波阿斯是个大财主。
He was a wealthy person.
路德记第二章。
The book of Ruth, chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节介绍说波阿斯是个大财主。
Boaz was a very wealthy person.
其他圣经我们都看到是财主啊。
We can see that others are just wealthy person.
这边特别说他是大财主哦。
That he was a very wealthy person.
那我们主耶稣也是很多的丰富在他里面。
And Jesus has abundant wealth.
那路德他预表外邦人来进入恩典当中。
And Ruth represents the Gentiles who have come under the grace of God.
就像这个波阿斯他接后来娶了路德，接纳路德一样。
Just like Boaz has received Ruth and married her.
那我们今天不是在谈这个预表
So we are not talking about that prefiguration today.
我们实际上看到波阿斯他的为人。
But we're just trying to see how Boaz was like.
第二章记载，他来到他的田里面。
Here records that he came to his field.
然后呢，我们看到哇，很多工人在他的很多工人、仆人，甚至很多穷人在他的田里面。
And we can see many servants and also poor people in his field.
那第四节记载波阿斯来到他的田里面，就先跟大家打招呼你们好啊，愿神跟你们同在。
And when Boaz arrived the place.He said blessings to everyone.
然后让那些人也赶快大声回答说愿神跟你同在。
And everyone also greeted him.
我们在一个公司里面我们在上班，你如果看到老板来，你会怎么样
？So when you work in your office, when you see your boss, how would you behave?
多谢，刚假装刚办公。
Will you just hide yourself and pretend to be busy?
你看这个大财主来都没有那个架子。
But when Boaz came, the servants were not afraid of him.
没有先派人通报，老板来了，大家赶快列队欢迎。
And he did not ask everyone to stand up and welcome him.
不打扰大家工作，他来先说祝福的话。
He did not want to disturb the work of others, and he also blessed them.
那我们可以看到他跟他的我们说他的这个员工之间互动很好。
That's why we can say that he has a good relationship with his workers.
他还讲话，大家也愿意跟他回答。
So when he greeted them, they were willing to reply back.
那第五节我们看到他这样子一瞄过去，马上看到路德，怎么一个陌生人在我的田里面
？So verse 5 say that he noticed Ruth was a stranger.
那么多人，他一看，这个人我不认识。
He was able to know that she was a stranger.
你看，如果说一个老板员工好几百人不认识底下的那是正常的。
So if he has so many workers, it's usual for him to not know everyone.
何况路德那个时候只是个穷寡妇在那边拾麦穗。
And Ruth was just a poor widow.
他一看，这个人以前没看过。
But he took notice of her.
所以他对人的关心。
Shows that he shows concern to people.
而且他马上问他仆人，他的仆人马上就跟他回答介绍这个是什么人。
So he asked his servant, and his servant replied back.
跟员工有互动，员工跟他报告事情。
He has a good relationship with his worker.
不像那个一个在撒母耳记上那边有一个叫拿巴的也是个财主了。
Not like a rich man in.The book of Samuel.
撒母耳记上25章。
First Samuel chapter 25.
大卫在逃难的时候。
First Samuel chapter 25, when David was fleeing.
碰到一个财主叫拿巴。
He met with a wealthy person.
这个拿巴很脾气很不好。
And this person, Nabal, was a hot-tempered person.
撒母耳记上25章17节。
Verse 17.
十七节那个仆人说我的主人性情凶暴，没人敢跟他说话了。
Nabal was a His servant said that Nabal was a hot-tempered person and nobody dared to talk to him.
这个拿巴虽然也是财主，结果呢，底下的人有事情不敢跟他讲。
So even though he has many servants, but his servants were afraid of him.
发生很大的危机了，还不敢跟他报告。
So even during crisis, they were not willing to report to him.
最后这个拿巴被神击打而死。
And he was also punished by God and was dead.
有时让我们看一看这样的故事。
So if we have time, we should read about his story.
我们看到回来那罗波阿斯，真的很不简单。
So Boaz was a good person.
那后来他了解路德的事情之后，
and when he understood about the story of Ruth,
这算一算我们还是亲戚呀。
He realized that they were relatives.
所以呢，就很照顾路德。
So he took good care of Ruth.
那第三章，那个拿俄米，他知道这个波阿斯是我们的亲族啊。
So chapter 3, Naomi realized that Boaz was the relative.
他就跟路德讲，你可以跟他求婚。
So he asked Ruth to ask Boaz to marry her.
因为根据摩西的律法，这个兄长死了，没有后代。
According to the law of Moses, when a husband dies and there's no descendant,
那弟弟还没结婚呢，那就有责任要娶这个兄长。
So the younger brother is supposed to marry the wife of this elder brother.
这个律法就通用到他们所有的这个亲族当中。
So this law is applied to all the relatives.
所以当波阿斯知道路德这样子跟他要求的时候，
So when Boaz knew the request of Ruth,
他就说，按照这个亲戚的关系，有一个人比我跟你们更亲。
So according to the relationship, there's a relative that's closer to Ruth.
所以他就找那个人。
So he went to look for this person.
结果那个人说不要。
But this person was not willing to marry Ruth.
摩西律法也有规定，不是硬性，你不要也可以的。
And the law of Moses also said that if the person is not willing, it's okay.
所以普华斯说，那不要，这才轮到我。
So Boaz instead married Ruth.
这个事情是我们看到，你像一个大财主，他还是愿意按照神的律法来做事。
So we can see that Boaz was very wealthy, but he still did according to the law of God.
他也不会说，路德。 你穷寡妇，你有什么资格来跟我要求这个事情？
He did not look down on Ruth because she was a poor widow.
他跟他讲这个事情，他一听，这个是神律法规定可以做的事，应该做的事，他就去做了。
But rather he was willing to obey the commandments of God.
按照规矩来。
He was doing things properly.
你看，所以他没有因为他的财富而影响到他敬畏神的信心呢。
He did not let his wealth influence his faith towards God.
而且他娶到路德，说写怎么样，吃亏。
So he did not gain any benefit by marrying Ruth.
因为怎么样，他还要花钱把这个拿俄米他们家他先生他儿子那个产业给赎回来。
Because he has to pay money to buy back the possessions and inheritance of Naomi.
而且一个大财主去娶寡妇，你看社会上会怎么想？在我们这个社会，以我们这个社会来看的话，
and he did not care what people would think about him by marrying a widow.
如果现在在我们这边，我们听到说，一个在这边当地很有身份地位的人，他竟然去娶一个寡妇，而且呢身份相差很悬殊，你看报纸上面他都登出来了，可能变成八卦，什么讲很多，对不对？
If today a person with high status and is very wealthy married a poor widow, what would you think the press would say? They would probably have a lot of gossip about it.
你看，波阿斯都不会计较这个，这是神律法有规定的事情，该做的事情他就去做。
But Boaz did not care about what others say because it's according to the will of God.
结果看起来他吃亏了。
So it might seem that he did not gain any benefit.
可是呢， 我们看到路德记最后，
But we can see in the end of the book of Ruth.
我们看第四章，路德记第四章，
Chapter 4,
17节，
Verse 17，
4章17节，
4 verse 17，
林舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。俄贝德是耶西的父亲，耶西是大卫的父亲。那波阿斯跟路德后来成为大卫的曾祖父跟曾祖母。
Boaz and Ruth became the great grandparents of King David.
啊，而且我们在马太福音里面看到那个耶稣的家谱里面，哎，有他的名字。
And from the genealogy of Jesus Christ, we can see that Jesus is under the descendants of them.
哎，所以说，你看，他吃亏吗？
So do you think he did not gain any benefit?
后代子孙当中出了一个最有名的大卫王。
His descendants, out of his descendants came King David.
啊，而且神啊决定拯救的这个计划当中，有他的一份呐。
And he was also included in the plan of salvation.
哎，基督在世上是在他后代当中出生的。
Because Jesus was also his descendant.
哎，你如果知道你的孩子将来能够当加拿大的总统。
If you knew that your children, your descendant will become the Prime Minister of Canada,
或者是你的孙子，甚至你的曾孙子
，It might be your great grandchildren.
哎，有一天哦，是加拿大最有名的人哦。
One day he'll become the most famous person in Canada.
哎，今天再怎么吃苦，再怎么吃亏，我们都愿意忍受嘛，对不对？哦，
I'm sure,
将来就哦出人头地了。
I'm sure you'll be willing to suffer for him today.
问题是不知道啊。
But you cannot know your future.
对不对？波阿斯路德那个时候也不知道啊。
Boaz did not know Jesus would come out of his descendants.
哎，啊，可是呢，就是因为这个是神规定的事情要做啊，他们就去做了。
But because he was willing to do the will of God.
啊，所以你看这个大财主，他有受到财富的影响吗
？So he was not influenced by his wealth.
啊，他真的能够去善用神给他的恩典。
He was able to make use of the grace of God.
哦，结果后来神加倍的赐福气给他，你看。
And that is why God blessed him even more.
哎，所以我们可以用这个角度，你去思考圣经上记载的啊。我们说哈，好的财主跟坏的财主，你去做个比较。
So from this perspective, you can compare the good and evil rich men in the Bible.
好，我们看回来《传道书》第五章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5.
第五章二十节。
Verse 20.
传道书五章二十节
Chapter 5 verse 20
他不多思念自己一生的年日因为神应他的心使他喜乐、哦、一个敬畏神一个能感恩的人、哦、能够得到一个喜乐的生活
A person who has a heart of gratitude will have gladness in his heart
不管财务多还是财务少
No matter he's rich or poor
他不是过得忧虑的生活啦
He will not worry about his life、
哦、不多思念自己的年日就是不会忧虑啦不是每天在那边烦恼啦
He will not worry about his life.
因为他知足。
Because he's satisfied.
他能够在劳碌中享福。
And he knows how to enjoy himself.
神应他的心。
Because God is with him.
我很羡慕这样的神哦，应我的心啊，让我有一个喜乐的生活哦。
Because God was willing to give him a joyful heart.
当然我们知道妄求乱求的神是不会应我们的心、啊、
However, if you do not ask according to the will of God, your will not be granted.、
啊、所以基本上我们还是要、啊、做个、啊、能够得神喜悦的人、啊、
So basically, we have to be someone who's pleasing in the eyes of God.
我们看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
十章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28.
箴言十章二十八节
Proverbs 10 verse 28
一人的盼望必得喜乐我们读这一段
The prospect of the righteous is joy
一人我们都是蒙神称义的人
We are righteous people
我们受洗必带基督
Because we have been baptized and put on Christ
因信称义
And we are safe
所以我们有这个应许在
So we have this promise
只要我们继续追求神的义
As long as we continue to pursue the righteousness.
有信心还要有行为啊。
To have faith and perform it in our act.
还要遵照神圣经的道理去做啊。
To do according to the words of the Bible.
行在义路上。
And to walk on the path of righteousness.
这样我们就从神那边得到盼望喜乐。
Then you will receive hope and joy from God.
我记得我们家以前都是住平房一层楼的
I remember I used to live in a house before.
那我妈妈很想说盖楼房来住。
And it's there's only the plan the first floor, and my mother wanted to build the second floor.
我小时候我们家在养鸡，孵鸡蛋，卖鸡蛋，卖小鸡，做鸡的生意就对了。
At that time, we have many chicken, and we used to sell eggs as our business.
啊，那个很难赚哦。
However, it's hard to gain profit.
如果现在的话，可能会好一点哦。
Maybe it will be better now.
啊，我们说看台湾的电视新闻啊，现在人啊，台湾，不动不动的抗议就拿鸡蛋去丢哦。
Because nowadays in Taiwan, when people are not satisfied with the government, they will throw the eggs.
我小时候那个时候为什么不这样子？那我们家鸡蛋就很哦，就可以卖很多了。
So it was if it's what was like that before, then we could sell a lot of eggs.
我记得我们家小时候，人家拿鸡来孵哈，一只鸡算一块钱，孵出来算一块钱。
So it when the hen hatched the egg, one egg would cost about $1.
哎，那如果我们今天收100粒鸡蛋进来。
So if we can collect about 100 eggs today,
结果只孵出50只。
But only 50 eggs were hatched.
我们只能跟人家收50块。
Then we can only gain a profit of $50.
是台币哦，不是加币哦。
And it's NT, not Canadian dollar.
你看，那我们用的水、用的电都是固定啊，那成本已经付出去了。
So we have to pay for the electricity and water supply.
结果你付出的量如果少的话，那我们就不能赚很多。
But if the eggs that are hatched is not enough, then we cannot gain much profit.
那当然还有其他的收入了
Of course, we have other profit as well.
卖小鸡的收入。
Like selling the chicks.
或者是妈妈去帮人家鉴定说，这个鸡是公的，是母的那个技术
Or my mother has a skill of telling whether the egg will be hatched, that's hatched will be a male,
will be a... 小鸡你去鉴定是公的还是母的。
Whether it will be a rooster or a hen.
我们看得出来吗？小鸡啊。
So can you tell whether a chick is male or female?
公的母的。很可惜那时候太小我没有学起来。
I do not have this skill of telling a female chick from a male one.
这样子你说要赚到说能够盖楼房有一笔钱实在很慢啊。
But if you want to gain profit in this way to build the house, it's hard.
那我记得我小时候我常常在我们厨房我家厨房的抽屉里面。
So I remember when I was young, I would usually go to the drawer of the kitchen.
看到很多彩票哦，政府发行的彩票。
And I can see many lottery tickets in it.
在台湾叫做爱国奖券哦，那个时候。
And it's a kind of lottery ticket in Taiwan.
我问妈妈为什么这么多奖券呢
？So I asked my mom, how come you have so many lottery tickets?
看看能不能中个奖那我们要盖房子就比较快了。
And mom replied that if we gain money through this lottery, then we can build a house.
几乎他每集都买。
So he will buy it every day.
感谢主啊，都没有中。
But thank God he never win any money.
可是我们生意这样做，慢慢做，到我小学毕业的时候。
So until I graduated from elementary school.
我们家开始在盖楼房了。
We were already rebuilding our house.
盖好之后，我就听我妈妈在讲。
So after the completion of the building.
感谢神让我们这样子靠自己劳碌把这个房子盖起来。
My mother was thanking God that through our toil and strife we can build this house.
她自己讲说，要说那个时候中了彩券的话，可能就不会知足了。
If he had built this house through the money he gained from lottery, then she might never be satisfied.
那可能就是一天到晚想说怎么样能够快速发财了。
Because she will be thinking about gaining money.
那正经事可能就放着了。
Then he will not be willing to toil.
所以在这个情形他自己也体验到，真的享受劳碌所得的真的是一种恩典了。
So she realized that.The joy that you gain from laboring is great.
那前年台湾发生921大地震有没有
？So, the year before last year, we had a great earthquake.
因为我住在三楼。
And I was living in the third floor.
那个地震越高楼感受那个摇晃越大。
So the higher you live, the greater is the movement of the earthquake.
地震那一天，我刚好从马来西亚回来不久。
So during the earthquake, I just returned from Malaysia.
那天晚上我还在整理我的行李的时候。
That night, I was still unpacking the luggage.
忽然间天摇地动，我吓死了。
And suddenly, it was shaking so greatly that I was so afraid.
我也是从小到大第一次经历那么大的地震。
So it was first time in my life that I experienced such a great earthquake.
因为我在三楼，我有些东西都倒了，都掉了。
Because I was living in the third floor, many of my belongings just fell down.
那还好，我们家还是好好的。
But thank God that my apartment was okay.
已经盖了几年了，二十几年，快30年了。
The apartment was about 20 years old.
那隔天我就问我爸爸了。
So next day I asked my father.
我们这栋房子在地震没关系吧？哈。
So our house.Is not damaged by the earthquake, is it?
我爸爸说，你看，那个梁，你看两根哦。
When you look at the pillars of the house,
普通都是一根呐，横的，然后中间一根，甚至没有中间那一根哦。
The house usually has only one pillar.
我们这个算梁嘛，一二三根。我们家这个。我们家除了这个横的还有中，还有中间还有这两根横梁哦。
So we have about five, we have three horizontal beams and two vertical beams.
除了这样子还加两条这样子。
So we have about five beams altogether.
我爸说，当初在盖的时候就想说台湾会有地震，所以特别加强。
So because when my father built the house, he realized that there will be earthquake in Taiwan. That's why it was the addition safety plan that he had.
因为是那个时候自己辛辛苦苦赚钱来的第一次盖房自己的房子。
And because it's the first house that we bought through our toil and strife.
所以特别的特别请设计师设计再多两根。
So we were very careful in our design.
感谢主，真的自己劳碌得来，他会珍惜呀。
So thank God because we gained the house through our toil and strife, that's why we knew how to treasure it.
所以住得很安心。
And we also had a peaceful life.
所以感谢神，时间到了，见证到此。
So thank God, my testimony ends here because time is up.